Praise be, Jesus and Mary. Today in the readings, we contemplate the incarnation, the Word becoming flesh, and the Ark of the New Covenant that we hear about in the first reading, which is a type of Our Lady. And we do this on the feast of Our Lady of Loreto, toward the end of the 13th century. The Holy Land was overrun by Muslims who were desecrating many of the holy places. But at the time the church was mourning this painful loss, a new joy was given to her. The Holy House of Nazareth had been found, transported miraculously to Dalmatia, present-day Yugoslavia. And that was on May 10th, 1291. The residents of the region woke up and found a house in a location where there never had been one before. They talked among themselves of this remarkable little house which stood on the bare ground without any foundation. And then a second miracle took place. Their bishop suddenly appeared among them, cured from a lingering illness which had kept him bedridden for several months. And he had prayed to be able to go and see this prodigy for himself. And the Mother of God had appeared to him saying, "My son, you called me, and I'm here to give you a powerful assistance and reveal to you the secret you desire to know. The holy dwelling is the very house where I was born. It is there that when the announcement was brought by the Archangel Gabriel, I conceived the divine child by the operation of the Holy Spirit. It is there that the Word was made flesh. After my earthly sojourn had ended, the apostles consecrated this dwelling, hallowed by such elevated mysteries, and sought the honor of celebrating the holy sacrifice there. The altar is the very one which the apostle Saint Peter placed there. The crucifix was placed by the apostles, and the cedar statue is my faithful image made by the hand of the evangelist Saint Luke. Your sudden return to health from so long an illness will bear witness to this prodigy." The governor of the territory was absent, but when the news was carried to him, he returned from a war. In order to verify its authenticity, he sent the bishop and three other persons to Nazareth to examine the original site of the house. And indeed, the house was no longer there, but its foundations remained. And they were found in the same in every detail, all the measurements, the material from which the house was built, to the stones at the base of the house, now in Dalmatia. And the testimony of the delegates was drafted according to legal formalities and confirmed by solemn oath. Then, 3 years in Dalmatia, after 3 years, the house disappeared. And Paul della Selva, a hermit in Ancona, wrote, "During the night of December 10th. A light from heaven became visible to several inhabitants of the shores of the Adriatic Sea, and a divine harmony woke them that they might contemplate a marvel exceeding all the forces of nature. They saw and contemplated a house surrounded by heavenly splendor, transported through the air. The house was brought to rest in a forest, where again the local residents were able to contemplate the signal relics which it contained. And the story was far from ended. The house moved again after robbers began to mug pilgrims coming through the forest to visit this marvel. And twice more it rose from its place, the first time coming to rest on a private farm. And it happened to land right on the property, the boundary of a farm that was owned by two brothers, and it became a source of dispute between the brothers. So the house moved again, and finally rested on a hilltop where a dusty and uneven road became its permanent site. And for centuries, the people of Dalmatia came across the sea on pilgrimage, often crying to Our Lady and for her house to come back to them. But finally, in 1559, after one such visit by 300 pilgrims, the Holy Father had a hospice built at Loreto for families who preferred to remain near the house rather than to return to a land that was deprived of its presence. The residents of Loreto put up a heavy brick wall to support the house, which was exposed to the torrential rains and winds of the hilltop. And in Loreto, it was also completely without foundation. But no sooner was the wall completed than they came back one morning to find that it had moved away from the house as if to express its reverence. It moved to a distance which permitted a small child to walk around it with a torch in hand. The author of the miracle wanted it to be well understood that he who had brought the house there without any human assistance was capable of maintaining it there where he had placed it without any help from humans. All the events concerning the transfer of the Holy House are all duly verified and are preserved in documents that were taken to Rome at various times throughout the years. Pope Sixtus IV declared that the house was the property of the Holy See, and he assigned custodians. Eventually, a magnificent basilica was built around the house. Pope Clement IX, in 1667, placed the story of the house in the Roman Martyrology for the 10th of December. Pope Benedict XIV established the identity of the house with that of Nazareth against its detractors. And later, he worked for the embellishment of the sanctuary. And one pope after another has made a pilgrimage to the house. It was given a indulgence for those who make a pilgrimage to the house. And we learn from this feast that anything is possible with God. I mean, who would ever think of a house being transported miraculously to be preserved? And it's a great faith builder. And God lets us be aware of these miracles, just so that we will not lose faith, but always ask for an increase in our faith, and that these miracles can be worked in our own lives, especially miracles of grace, that we do not lose hope in the reality that God does want us in heaven, and he's going to give us all the graces we need to overcome our imperfections and our sins in order to be with him for all eternity.